Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
Am I calling to what?
Find a testing site near you today?
No, I am trying to find out how to register for the vaccine if I am in the 16 to 64 age with one of the medical conditions. On the page, you know, online where you sign up, it doesn't give you that as an option.
And they have the county that you're located in?
Limestone.
Okay, I have Athens Limestone Hospital in Athens,
right.
Alabama.
Right. So how do I register, though? Don't I have to sign up? I can't just show up, can I?
You'll have to contact them and see what their regulations are.
I called them this morning. They didn't know. They told me to go to this website and sign up. But I, unless I lie and say that I'm one of the things that it gives, I can't sign up because I'm not any of those things. I am in group 1C. You know, there's a table somewhere that lists 1A, 1B, and 1C.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand why it doesn't let you pick that when on where you register.
And are you registered to be a 1C?
I want to register to be a 1C, but when I click on schedule vaccine and it says first dose, I'm on it right now, and it says select an option. I select Limestone County. I'm doing it again. I've done this already. And I select my age, which is 55 through 64. Then it starts asking me about, you know, hospital, long-term care facility. I'm not in either one of those. And then it asks me about my occupation. My occupation's not essential worker, so I put no. Nowhere on here does it say do you have one of these comorbidity things. It's all about your job. And then if
are
I
you currently
out,
working?
I'm self-employed, and I'm supposed to travel to Phoenix in April. That's why I'm trying to get the vaccine before I travel. But I'm also, my BMI is higher than 30, which puts me in the 1C, and I am stage 2 diabetes.
Well, you can just go ahead and register those, answer those questions, and go ahead and register for a 1C, and they'll get back with you. When it's time for you
there's
to...
no. I don't understand. I'm sorry. Are you on the website? I mean, can you? I don't know how to register for 1C. It doesn't ask for 1C anywhere. It asks for manufacturing workers. I mean, I'm going to a manufacturing plant, but I'm not employed by a manufacturer. I mean, there's nowhere to select that. That's what I'm confused about.
And you are going to a manufacturer site?
I will be going to a manufacturing site. Yes.
You will put that you're a 1B, ma'am.
But I don't work for them. I won't be able to prove my employment other than I can show. I mean, I'm going. I can show them I've got a job there, but it's not working for that company. Is that okay? I can still do that?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be difficult, but at the bottom it says, "I hereby declare the information I provided is true," and I don't. I'm not. What the question is. Do you work? Okay, so it doesn't say employed. I will be working at one, so that's the truth, right? I'll do
yes,
it that
ma'am.
Way. Okay. All right, well, that's what I'll do then.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with for today?
Nope, that's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.